President Donald Trump says the United States had no prior knowledge of Israel's strike on a major Iranian gas field. In a strongly worded statement, he warned that any further escalation could lead to what he described as a massive retaliation. The attack targeted the South Pars gas field, one of the largest in the world. Iran later launched strikes on energy infrastructure in Qatar. Officials there say significant damage has been caused at Ras-Laffan, the world's largest liquefied natural gas facility. The escalation has pushed global oil prices higher. Brent crude rose by around 5% overnight to more than $112 a barrel. Greg Jackson, head of energy supplier Octopus Energy, says UK consumers could feel the impact later this year. He warned that higher gas prices could affect storage levels ahead of winter, potentially leading to increased household bills. In the occupied West Bank, three Palestinian women have been killed following what Israel says was an Iranian missile strike. The Palestinian Red Crescent reports that eight others were injured. Meanwhile, Israel says a 30-year-old foreign worker has died after being hit by shrapnel from an Iranian missile near Tel Aviv. Two Iranian nationals are due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court today. Nematollah Shah Savani, aged 40, and Olireza Farisati, aged 22, have been charged under the National Security Act. They were arrested as part of an investigation into alleged surveillance of the Jewish community in London on behalf of Iran. Two other men detained during the same operation have been released without charge. The UK government is considering new measures to support the domestic steel industry. Proposals include raising tariffs on imported steel, potentially up to 50% on volumes above reduced quotas. Despite recent efforts to cut energy costs, UK steel producers still face higher operating expenses than competitors in Europe and the United States. Ministers say protecting the industry is vital for jobs and long-term economic resilience. A major new walking route has officially opened across England. The King Charles III England Coast Path stretches for nearly 2,700 miles, making it the longest managed coastal walking route in the world. The project has been developed by Natural England. Officials say it will boost tourism, support local economies, and improve public access to the coastline. Cloudy this evening, with light rain moving in later. Temperatures around 11 degrees Celsius, with mild conditions overnight. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.